So yesterday, the National State Governors Association, which is what it sounds like, an association of state governors, okay, they sent a letter to congressional leaders stating that they need more money. They said that due to the stay-at-home orders and the closing of non-essential businesses, national and local economies are in dire straits, resulting in the most dramatic contraction in the U.S. economy since World War II. And they go on to basically beg for $500 billion from the federal government in direct federal aid to the states to replace their lost revenue. They're asking for increased Medicaid funding, more PPE, personal protective equipment, medical supplies like ventilators, funds to replenish state unemployment trust funds, many of which have basically gone bust in the wake of this crisis. More funding for education, K-12, higher education, funding for emergency work, infrastructure funding, right? Because states are saying times are so tough right now, they can't afford to maintain utilities, highways, transit systems, etc. Now, why did they send this letter? What prompted this? It's because the governors, the states, they didn't get what they wanted in the $484 billion relief bill that was passed by the Senate yesterday. Now, just to back up, here's the history of this interim relief bill in a nutshell, okay? So we had the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, forgivable loans for small businesses, enacted by the CARES Act at the end of March, okay? That program went bust. No more money. It ran out of money like that, okay? Republicans said, okay, let's throw more money at PPP through this new bill. Democrats said, okay, but we gotta throw some money in there too for hospitals and state and local governments. And that's what they were fighting over for the past couple weeks, right? Well, at the end of the day, Democrats got the hospitals thrown in there in the Senate bill that was signed yesterday, but old Mitch, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, didn't let state and local governments get a piece of the pie, okay? But Pelosi's not giving up on the states. She said that she wants the next yet undrafted stimulus package to include massive funding for state and local governments. Okay, Mitch, of course, has said that he doesn't want to rush federal relief to the states and would rather discuss it when Senate is back in session starting May 4th. Oh, and Mitch is also totally cool with states going bankrupt. He said yesterday, I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route. It saves some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available. My guess is their first choice, that is the state's choice, would be for the federal government to borrow money from future generations to send it down to them now so they don't have to do that. That's not something I'm going to be in favor of. And I mean, look, Mitch has a point. Some states are in worse positions than others, much of which is due to reckless spending, unnecessary services, high public employee pension costs, and high-speed rail. You'll get that if you're from California. So why should the federal government, i.e. we the national taxpayers, on a national level, bail out these stupid, irresponsible, reckless, bloated states? Why not just let the states take responsibility for their sky-high spending and bloat over the years and decades? Only problem, states can't declare bankruptcy constitutionally. They can tax their residents to death, but they can't declare bankruptcy. And even if they could, it would probably be a pretty tough go for a state to convince a bankruptcy court that it can't pay its debts because it has the power to tax. They can just make more money by taxing its residents. But if Mitch gets his way and states could declare bankruptcy, what would happen? Well, first, assuming that the state is in fact insolvent, that is, it cannot make future debt payments or has already defaulted on its payments, and that the state has already attempted to negotiate with its creditors, and the state has convinced the federal judge to approve the bankruptcy and its repayment plan despite its taxation power, the state would have to put together a plan to pay back its creditors as best it can, and then the remaining debts would be discharged. What would this mean practically? It would mean taxes would go up, services would be cut, public pensions would be reduced. It would be very painful for many of that state's residents, as well as for its infrastructure. But potentially, and this is the light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the day, going through that bankruptcy could cut a lot of fat and non-essential services and a lot of bloat, and the state just might come out leaner on the other side. But on the other hand, it would be painful, and even necessary programs like state police and educational systems could suffer, limiting opportunity for the next generation. The last time state bankruptcy was seriously considered was in 2011, when former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush co-wrote an op-ed in the LA Times supporting state bankruptcy called Better Off Bankrupt. I will leave the link in the description if you want to check that out and read it for yourself. But what do you think? Should the federal government pass a bill to bail out the states who are facing a revenue crunch thanks to coronavirus, as the states have requested, which would mean we and the next generation collectively as a nation pay for these states' woes, even though obviously larger states with more bloat like California where I live would likely get the lion's share of such a bailout, while residents of more fiscally responsible states would likely get less direct benefit from such a plan? Or, as Mitch says, should we just let the states go bankrupt? They made their bed with their fat pensions and their reckless spending, let them lie in it. But of course, one could argue that in the current situation with a global pandemic, this really isn't the state's fault any more than it was your fault, maybe, that you got laid off recently due to COVID. And yet you're essentially getting a federal bailout through the extra $600 a week if your state has gotten on board yet. I know there are still a few states that haven't, but hopefully soon. I mean, no one, not you or me or the states we live in, could have predicted this pandemic, right? But I want to know what you think. Should the feds bail out struggling states, or should we let states somehow go bankrupt? Let me know in the comments, and if you missed today's stimulus update, be sure to check it out right over here, and I will see you later.